producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Well, thanks for joining us today. I want to talk to Robin Sandoval, who represents a girl and a gun. That isn't something that a few years ago she would have imagined being a spokesman for. And it's just a wonderful story that she has provided on how she came to view guns, I guess we could say about a 180 from having been convinced that they were just too hot to handle, didn't want to have anything to do with them, nobody else should either. And now, I've got an article in front of me that Robin has penned. She has become an extremely articulate defender of people owning guns, not the least women owning guns. Her site, in fact, is agirlandagun.com. And that kind of tells you where she's coming from. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's an interesting account, and I've seen other people, one of whom's a university professor in Wilmington, North Carolina, who got to thinking about what if a couple of friends of his that had been murdered had a gun. Would that have changed how things turned out? And since he had to go drive by the point in the road where they had been murdered 5 days a week back and forth, he had a lot of prompting to think about that, and it got him to obtain his first firearm, something which he had been quite hostile. He was an atheist and a liberal, and part of that package typically is opposition to citizens owning guns. Now he's one of the more articulate citizens owning guns, and lots of them. That was kind of what prompted his decision to get a gun. And then once he got the gun, that wasn't the end of it, but it seemed like it was the beginning of a process of re-evaluating some of the other things that he had adhered to along the way. So I guess one thing that I'm curious about, and you explained a lot of things in your article, which is very well done, has this led to any other ideas following along, things that you might not have adhered to in the past, now that you've got another set of lenses, as it were, with the Second Amendment and your change in views there? Has it led to changing any of your other views?
Oh, well, this has definitely changed my entire life.
You know,
I grew up in Dallas, a big city. I was in the middle of the city. And although it was Texas and guns were relatively common, they weren't in my home. So my only experience with them was what I saw in movies and on the news. And frankly, it was a lot of accidents and criminal activity. And that was my perspective of gun owners. Mm-hmm. I was unable to divide in my mind the difference between the good guys and the bad guys. And that's kind of what I talked about in my article. It's taken me 5 years to share my story, which isn't really revolutionary. Fortunately, by the grace of God, I haven't had a violent crime. I haven't had friends in those situations that prompted me. It was really a slow journey. And I shared my story, and it really resonated with people. It was viewed over 200,000 times in only 3 days.
Sweet.
I was shocked. I didn't know that anyone would really care, but a lot of people really resonated. They had that same kind of conversion experience and just seeing
really?
Things differently.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just guys like me saying, way to go, but it's other people saying, me too?
Yes, I've gotten a lot of me toos. And
wow.
That's kind of what we do at A Girl and a Gun, is just provide opportunities for women who may be curious about firearms or want to try it. For me, it was something that I found them very scary. And my husband had wanted to get a gun. He enjoyed shooting. And it was something that I just didn't want in our home. We have three children, and I felt that all the statistics that were seen or the odds would were there. And for example, if we had a gun in the house, that would increase the odds of someone being the victim of an accidental shooting, or that the gun would be taken away. And I had all these fears about it.
Sure.
And it was really a 10-year conversation. So after 9/11, we talked about it, and I just didn't feel right about it. It really wasn't until Hurricane Katrina.
Mm.
And it didn't affect my community, but I saw people on the news in an American city, a modern American city, changed overnight. All of a sudden, there was no support. There was no police. There was no food. There was nothing. And you were on your own. And I saw these women hand their babies to strangers saying, "You can get out, take my child." And I never want to be in that situation. So
now, that's something I had missed. That is amazing, that level of desperation.
Right.
Oh,
I saw that,
imagine.
And it really affected my heart. And so I began to casually store peanut butter and tuna fish and non-perishables here at home. And one day my husband said, "You can store all of this food and supplies, but what are we going to do if there's a really bad situation and someone tries to come and take it from us? How am I going to make sure that we have our food for our kids?" And that was a real eye-opener, and that was a real possibility. And not necessarily a going to happen, but it could happen, and I didn't
have
a good
answer. Well, it did happen. You saw it on television, so it,
mm-hmm.
obviously it didn't happen on the moon.
Right. So after a long conversation, I agreed that we would get one gun, one handgun that would be locked away to be only used by him, only in a terrible emergency. So that was kind of my...
That was the camel's nose.
Yes, that was me tiptoeing into the shooting community, absolutely. And you know, what I had seen was, if you're in a restaurant and you have no experience with guns, you don't know anybody with their concealed carry license, you don't know anybody that's a shooter, you don't know anybody, you walk into a restaurant and you say, "There's no guns here," because it's not part of your experience, it's not part of your reality. But if you are a shooter, and if you do conceal carry, and you know lots of people that conceal carry, and you know it as a lifestyle, you walk into a restaurant, especially here in Texas, and you're going to assume, "I'm sure there's several guns in the room." It's not that one reality is better or smarter than the other. It's just a difference of perspective and education. And where I was, I felt that when people had guns in a restaurant, it was a scary thing, that something bad was about to happen. And it wasn't until I got into the shooting community and I met other gun owners that I realized this is a safer environment now. These are educated people. These are skilled people. And then I began to see what I couldn't really see, which was a safer environment.
You know, your prior view wasn't even as extreme as some I've read. I recently saw an account of a cop that was at some kind of a takeout restaurant, and he was denied service because he had a gun on him. Imagine, the cop with a gun.
Absolutely.
And now, that's probably the most extreme kind of notion that guns are bad. You don't even want them around. When a cop's got them, where presumably he's been trained, although, as you have probably been finding out, there are folks like us, some of whom are at least as well trained as cops. Depends on the opportunity they have to practice. But
absolutely,
sometimes us average folks have more of an opportunity than the cops do. There's a lot of presumptions going on that operate in people's thinking, but I think that was the most extreme I've seen, denying a cop service because he had a gun.
Right, because people don't understand that it's a tool, and it's not until you become trained. I was terrified, too. I was terrified my child would find it. And when I met other moms, and I said, "How do you address this?" "Well, we keep it in a safe. We put the safe here. We do this." It made sense. Okay, that's safe. That's something I can actually take ownership of, this fear, and it doesn't become a fear anymore. And it's the same thing with training. The gun on the table isn't going to make it go off itself. You know, so the gun in your holster is not going to go off itself. So,
and yet there may have been a time when you wondered if that could happen.
Oh, I thought it was a guarantee. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I just didn't know. And it's been funny how, well, not funny, kind of sad, really. When I wrote my article, so many people would share it and say, oh, this idiot finally saw the light, or this really stupid moron really finally saw the light.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And that's instead of welcoming, they're kind of condescending.
Yes.
I was blind, but now I can see, and it happens at different times in different ways. Talking with Robin Sandoval of GirlWithAGun.com, we're going to be back and talk some more about girls and guns.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Robin Sandoval, GirlWithAGun.com. Robin has not been a lifelong aficionado of firearms. As so many Americans, they were just not part of her urban, suburban experience. There was never any occasion. And if one's parents or close friends are not into hunting or target shooting or something like that, one can go through life and the only time you see a gun is in a cop's holster. And then you started to have some second thoughts about how do you protect the kids. That's a wonderful impulse that a mom would be thinking in those terms. And obviously the kids are not in danger because you know how to care for a gun. The kids are in less danger because you know how to not only care for the gun, but how to use it. And I pity the poor bloke that thinks yours is an inviting home to break into.
Well, and I always say to the women of A Girl and a Gun, too, that it's not just knowing how to use it, it's knowing when to use it. Part of good training is knowing when it's a situation that requires a firearm or another option. So a firearm is just one tool in a toolbox that you have for your personal defense. And learning that means that you have been trained on different scenarios in addition to different skills with the firearm itself.
And if I'm not mistaken, your training and probably your conclusion is, man, I will do anything to avoid a situation where I have to use the gun.
Absolutely. And that's something that I do with the kids. We play situational awareness games. You know, we'll be in a parking lot at Walmart, and I'll say, look around. Anybody see anything unusual? And we see people sitting in their cars. Okay, well, why are they in their cars? What are they doing? Or the kids will point out different people walking away from the store without anything in their hands, or just different things to kind of keep them aware of this is a place where people come and go, but it can also be an opportunity for crime, so we need to pay attention. And in my family, it's a little different because my five-year-old is blind, so I always often have to deal with her and get her buckled into the car and do things for her because she can't see. So I really need my boys to step up and pay attention, because while my back is turned, I say, okay, you're on watch. So they'll be scanning and looking around, and it's a game that we play because it's not so serious that I want them to be afraid, but they know that this is a situation where we're all responsible for each other and we're all on the same team, and we talk about it quite a bit.
What a great life's lesson, because I can think, not terribly proud of it, but I can think of the many times before I've had discussions like this and some training of my own, that I would just blithely walk out of my office, however late at night, right into the parking lot, and not paying a never mind to, are there any cars left at this hour, and what's going on with those cars, and, you know, just asking a few questions, like you're saying, not acting as if I'm going to get an ulcer, I'm so upset, but just paying attention. That's a good way to avoid lots of trouble, just aware.
I think women are kind of, we're raised a little more aware that way. We have to watch our back. We have to look over your shoulder when you're walking. I don't think that there's women who walk through dark parking lots without looking around a little bit. Unfortunately, now with phones, you see people, you know, on their phone, not paying attention. But it's definitely something that we try to remind women that you need to, that's your first step of safety, is just looking around. And even for my daughter who's blind, being aware, listening around. Listening to things. So you still are responsible for your own protection, and that means making sure that nobody's in your perimeter or that you know where people are.
And I would hazard the guess from what I've heard about people who are blind that your daughter perhaps at times can hear things that you didn't even see.
Yeah, she's only five, so she's still learning. And this is a recent diagnosis for her. She lost her vision last summer to a brain tumor. So it's new for our family. But it's, you know, it's the reality of it. And so she's we have a woman in A Girl and a Gun who is blind. She's been blind her whole life. She's 50 years old. And she says that she was a real inspiration to me because she loves shooting. She's a great shot. She loves the empowerment, and she says that my daughter can do anything she wants to. So That's what empowering women is all about. We say in the Girl and the Gun that we're in the building up business. That so much of society tears people down. Yes. We're in the building up business.
That's a great story about the 50-year-old lady that knows how to use a gun.
It's our Second Amendment right.
It is indeed, and my guess is that in a defensive situation where there's a dirtbag way too close than they ought to be, she can probably take care of business just fine.
I think she has a lot of different options. You know, being responsible for your home, as well as your neighbors around you, and knowing where your bullet will travel and where it will stop, those are all important things. And so that's one of the tools in her toolbox.
That is a fabulous account. I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because that's often where a lot of people want to draw the line and say, well, you know, the seeing impaired, certainly the blind, they don't have any business having a gun. Really? I don't think shall not be infringed encompasses any statement about whether you've got an arthritic finger or a blind eye. It says can't be infringed. That's kind of an old-fashioned idea, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it does come with a certain level of added responsibility, like I said, to make sure that you know where your backstop is.
Yep.
And that, if you're going to be a firearms owner, then you take on that responsibility anyway. So it's no different for sighted people.
I was delighted in your article. You just systematically went through some of the views that you had held. Civilians don't need military-style weapons. How much ammunition people ought to have, not much. Magazines ought to be small. These are all things that are frequently heard coming from those that want to restrict guns or ban guns. They really don't get it. And I was just delighted that you methodically went through, and I think it would be helpful if we took a look at some of the points that you were making in your analysis in that Discoveries of an Anti-Gunner. You started off with military-style weapons, which right there tells me that this is not the average anti-gunner, because they don't talk about military style. They're convinced that every big black rifle is a machine gun, and it goes...
Right. Well, that's kind of what I was trying to say. A lot of people were nitpicky about automatic and semi-automatic, and I kind of laughed that if I hadn't mentioned background checks and automatic weapons in my article, that no one would have replied at all. But people are definitely... very detailed about those topics, and they're wide ranging too, the laws and also personal opinions. But
well, let's go ahead into the break. Talking with Robin Sandoval, agirlandagun.com. She's got an article that we're referring to, Discoveries of an Anti-Gunner, My Conversion to the Other Side. We're going to be back and talk some more. Don't go away.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And my guest today is Robin Sandoval. We're talking about an article that she had published not long ago, Discoveries of an Anti-Gunner, My Conversion to the Other Side, and she's a spokesman for agirlandagun.com. She obviously has done a lot of thinking about a subject that she once had very diametrically opposed views about, and we were just getting into one of those, which is the idea of what kind of firearms are suitable, quote-unquote, for us mere civilians to own. And, of course, the subject that can come up right off the bat would be military-style weapons, otherwise known as semi-automatics in those cases, and often confused with fully automatics. And that's probably been one of the... I think the other side pretty much understands the difference between a semi-automatic and a fully automatic machine gun. And it reflects a level of dishonesty, I think, that they like to play on that, hoping that somehow people will be terrified of a machine gun, when actually the more I think about it, the more I think we've been sold a bill of goods from back in the 30s when gangsters glorified machine guns. But frankly, machine guns are fairly easy to make, and yet there's almost no crime, zero, nada, committed
by people using machine guns. So we've had this foamy at the mouth phobia about us average blokes having a machine gun, a fully automatic firearm of some kind, when in fact, I don't think even if they were legal at the 5 and 10, they'd be a problem.
Right. Well, that's the thing is, to the people who don't know, all guns are scary. So
exactly.
The faster they shoot, the more scary they are. The longer they shoot, the more scary they are. And it's not until you are educated with that tool to know what it is and what it's used for and how it works that it makes sense. I used to think that magazine restrictions were a fine solution. Let's make it a little harder. Let's slow people down, until I became a shooter and realized it's not making anything hard for criminals. It's not slowing anybody down. It's not getting to the root of the problem of crime.
Right.
So...
And as you point out in the article, it takes all of about 2 seconds to swap out a magazine.
Right.
Empty it for a full. So,
right. So if we want to have a serious discussion about making sure bad guys don't have guns, that we're wasting time on things that sound scary when you're uneducated about the tool.
If we're actually aware that somebody's a bad guy, maybe we ought to be asking ourselves, why have we allowed... liberals especially, but I guess others as well, convince us that people ought to be let out of jail. Well, he was in a psychiatric institution, and he's not really a criminal. He was out of his mind. Well, what did he do? Let's not look at the state of mind. I've thought for some time. If the person was willing to threaten or harm somebody with a gun, it doesn't matter much to me that he's shooting at me, whether he's stark raving mad or whether he's just angry or whether he's a cold-blooded killer,
right.
I'm on the wrong end of that gun, and God help me. Because obviously the government's not going to at that point.
Well, they're a phone call away.
Yeah, right. Excellent point. And and it's hardly a knock on the cops, but if they're in the same shopping center, which occasionally happens, still going to probably take, by the time they get notified, the time they get assembled, it's maybe 5 minutes. Well, how many people can be stone cold dead in 5 minutes? And that's something that doesn't seem to enter the calculus of many of those opposed to armed self-defense, is somehow we have, you know, we've got 9/11. What's your problem? Well, my problem is what happens in that next 5 minutes, assuming I can make the call to 9/11.
Exactly. And that, I don't know if you've seen the documentary about the Nairobi mall shooting, but that was very effective. That went to my heart as well, seeing that, a story about families that were at the mall when the gunman came in, and how they had to shelter in place for so long before help arrived.
Yep.
That was another day that I said, I will never go to a mall where I can't carry, because I'm not going to be sheltering in a changing room waiting for my execution. If I have to hide my children and wait for help, I will do it, but I will have something with me to make sure that I can protect my children.
Yeah. In fact, I believe it was in your article where I had just realized that there had been women pleading not to kill their kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot me, but not the kids. And like you say, that's just a situation that's intolerable. And yet that's exactly what was happening. It was a gun-free zone, and like so many, well, almost all of our mass murders that have taken place in public have been in gun-free zones. And frequently, the dirtbag that commits it could have or actually did pass a background check, because they had no background that was known anyway. They were clean as a whistle as far as anybody knew, and maybe they were with no actual criminal record. So they went and bought guns, or maybe they did it like the Newtown dirtbag and killed his mom and got the guns that way. But either way, he's not bothering with a background check. So if we assume that some law keeping bad guys from doing bad things is going to be all we need, that's where trouble begins, I think. We just have this false comfort that, well, there's a law, therefore there's no problem.
Right. Right. And we know Here in Texas, open carry just went into effect in January, and that stirred up a lot of conversations for a lot of people. And like I said, the scenario about going into a restaurant, just because you don't see guns doesn't mean they're not there, especially here in Texas, if it's a place where you can lawfully carry. So it's just a matter of perspective, where people who are educated or are part of the shooting community. That was one thing I wrote in my article. I was so surprised when I joined the shooting community, when I became a gun owner and got to know people in the gun community. I was so surprised about who they are and how they felt. That really surprised me, because as an anti-gunner, I saw people who were irresponsible. Oh, they left their gun on a nightstand and their toddler got it. Or they used their gun in the commission of a crime, or they left their gun on a riot at Disney World, or because it wasn't properly holstered. And I saw all of these stories of irresponsibility. When I joined the shooting community, I realized that that was an exception rather than the rule. That's just what's on the news. And I guess you know that in an intellectual way, but it's not until you become part of this community and you realize these are very caring, family-focused people.
Yep.
They want personal responsibility. They want you to take your personal responsibility. They don't want to protect you. You will protect yourself and your family. Don't rely on the police. Don't rely on me. You do it for yourself. And it's a very caring community, very focused on safety. That was a real surprise.
So the initial static that you were hearing when it became known that you had become a gun owner, there were some people chiding you that you mentioned earlier. That was the exception rather than the rule, that when you, I gather, that when you went to the range, when you went to the store, whatever, my experience has been that there's kind of like rejoicing that here's another person that has seen the light, hot diggity dog,
It's really great. And one thing I mentioned in my article, that a lot of people who are firearms owners and instructors and competitive shooters and all of the people that are in my social circle now, many of them grew up in scouting programs, they're in law enforcement, they've served in the military, they're veterans. So these are very civic-minded people who not only want to raise their children to be good people, but want to raise them to be good citizens and patriots. So that is a real community that that I've come to love about gun owners, that I think is a real misrepresentation in movies and on the news. That's not surprising, but that's just the reality of it.
Well, we got another segment to go with Robin Sandoval, girlinagun.com. So don't go away. We'll find out some more about what it was like to kind of cross over and do a 180 on your views about guns.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Robin Sandoval. She hails from Texas, and even though she grew up in Texas, she didn't grow up in an environment where guns were anywhere around, at least certainly not that she knew. And frankly, that describes me, too, in another part of the country. It just wasn't something that I thought about. I knew a guy whose dad went hunting, and I think I went hunting with him once, and all I remember about that is it was bloody cold, and we didn't get anything. that wasn't the most encouraging introduction to firearms.
My dad had a hunting rifle, and he was in the oil business, and back then in the 70s, oil deals were made, and at the deer lease and on the golf course. So that was just part of business, was going out to hunting trips. And so he had a rifle, but I don't think he ever fired a round through it. It was definitely not something that we shared as a family, or I even knew where it was. So
that's probably cheaper than golfing, then, if you don't have to pay the greens fees.
Right, and ammo if you're not going to shoot it.
That's right, which increasingly is a concern. It's getting, it's not getting any cheaper. I guess part of the, and you mentioned it, part of the recalibration of, you know, first one idea, then another and another. And part of the package about being suspicious, fearful of guns, is that the NRA, which is the boogeyman that everybody knows about, must be evil because they're promoting firearms ownership. And it's interesting that you came to realize that, yeah, they do lobby, and by the way, sometimes we don't think they're lobbying quite on message, but most of their work is done with really people like you that come in for training, that want to have instruction, and they've done a bang-up job in getting millions of people acquainted with firearms and properly trained. And I think that's a part of the NRA that the media doesn't want anybody to know about.
Right, and I think that's a part that's not seen outside of the shooting community. So, you know, if I was to tell your listeners one thing, if they could learn one thing from my story, it would be if you know somebody who is not a shooter and is scared of guns and will never shoot a gun ever and doesn't want any part of your life or your hobbies or your, you know, your lifestyle, ask them if they've ever shot a gun and what makes them afraid. If it's a woman, invite her to a club like A Girl and a Gun. If you go to agirlandagun.org, we have chapters all over the country where our instructors, we have certified instructors at all of our chapters, and they host events, a girl's night out. She can come to a girl's night out. That's where I went. My first time to shoot was at a girl's night out. My husband heard about this amazing instructor, Juliana Crowder, who has become my friend and my mentor. She had started A Girl and a Gun. And she was just offering the opportunity to women. If you've ever thought about shooting or maybe you're afraid, come with us. It's a women-only event. It's safe. We get you. We understand you, sister. We know how you feel. It's okay. We're going to be there for you. And you don't even have to have a gun. We have guns here. Just come on. And we talk through with everybody. And our instructors are really great. We say they're 50% instructor. You know, they can give you all the basics on, you know, stance, grip, sight picture, sight alignment, trigger control, follow through, but they can also talk you through that emotional feeling on, you know,
mm-hmm.
breath control, calm yourself down, focus, boom, you got it. And then women cry at the range. It's very common. You know, men always laugh. How can you cry at the range? It's the best place ever. But it's very common for women to cry because they're either overwhelmed or they were feeling scared and now they're feeling empowered. Or they thought they couldn't do it, but they did, or whatever, or they had a memory flashback or something, whatever it is, we create a safe environment for women to come and shoot in. And that was my experience, too. I met Juliana. She told me, this is just a gun. This is the business end, and as long as you keep the business end pointed down there, we're going to be okay. And we talked it through. We talked about how to store it at home, keep my kids safe. She addressed all my fears, and that's what A Girl and a Gun does, is it addresses all your fears and makes it okay. And so we provide the same opportunity. So if you have somebody who's afraid, tell them it's okay to be afraid. It doesn't make you stupid. It doesn't make you an idiot. It just means that you need to find somebody you trust who can talk you through it.
And well, frankly, once you do it, it's kind of understandable. I don't know about other people, but I was kind of, at a minimum, nervous about the first time I got behind a wheel of a car. Because as with a gun, it was pretty obvious that, whew, this is a lot of power. And so a lot of things can go through your mind, and it's we don't have people ridicule us for not having driven before. And I think with the exceptions that you encountered, but primarily those in the gun community are eager to make it a fun time for somebody, especially that person that hasn't done it before. So I doubt that they gave you a 45 as the first thing that you were going to fire. More likely it was a 22 or something.
Mine was 40.
Mine was 40. So you started out with a boomer.
Fine. Yeah, and one of the things I liked about it was I wanted to know that when I went to the range, I was doing it right. That if I went on my own, that I wasn't going to be, you know, a wimpy girl, not knowing what I'm doing, being all scared. I wanted to know that I could walk in and shoot with the big boys. And I had
You're shooting a 40 caliber, you're shooting with a big
boy. she's now Duracoated hot pink. So I tell you, when I walk into a range with a hot pink gun, I have to be sure and drill out the middle of that target, or else I do hear some groans from the men. But usually they come up and say, how'd you do that?
Well, you're certainly more proficient than I am, because my 40 caliber was not heavy enough, and it was just too hard for me to control. So I went to my Kimber 45, which weighs a lot more, and I can keep it a lot closer to the bull.
Well, that's part of the thing, too, is learning with other women. You learn, you know, how to stand, how to use your hips and your leverage. And, you know, I was used to carrying around toddlers and a baby carrier, so I had strong hands. And, you know, women know how to You know, I may not have the shoulder strength as a man, so I can shoot in a different way. And that's one thing that we offer is, here's how you rack the slide. You don't need a smaller gun. You don't need a paint gun. Here's how you do it. And you can do this big old gun. You can take this hand cannon and you can rock it, sister. I'll show you how. So that's
I love it. That is so good. So I guess, among other things, now you are among the millions of people who are citizen lobbyists and in touch with your legislators when firearms issues come up.
Well, actually, I'm leaving tomorrow for Washington, D.C. A Girl and a Gun is partnered with an organization called 2AO, which is the Second Amendment organization. Hmm. And so we're flying out to D.C. tomorrow to meet with some congressmen and just show them that not all gun owners look the same. You know, we don't all look, we're not all white and we're not all men. And here we are just regular moms. And I want to tell you why my Second Amendment right is important to me. And so
that's
we're going out there for the next few days to meet with Walker on Capitol, the Capitol Hill, and show a different face of the American gun owner.
That is terrific. Well, maybe you can get some of the distaff that are working up on the Hill to go shooting with you.
We would love it. And if anyone wants to get involved, they can find information at dcproject.info.
Oh, wow.
You've
already got your own website for that. Great.
Well, it takes you back to agirlandagun.org, but it's just a way that if you don't know who your representatives are, we have a little tool on there that will help you find your representatives so you can email them and call them and just let them know that the Second Amendment is an important thing to you, that you want protected. And I think that, you know, this year is a real pivotal year, and it doesn't have to be your life. You don't have to get on the plane with us, but if you want to give us some support so we can get there, that would be great. And we'll just walk around and let everyone know that this is an important issue and that there's a lot of people that care about it.
Well, I'm delighted that you've got that email system set up. That's been one of our mainstays at Gun Owners of America. People go there and sign up for the alerts that we put out, and then it makes it super easy for them when they get one to send an email that's we've written right up to their member of Congress, and that can make a difference. We have seen that you put enough heat on them, as Senator Everett Dirksen was fond of saying when he was a leader in the Senate, that when I feel the heat, I see the light. And that's still true today. It was I view that as an admission against interest. A politician was telling you how to get him to do something. And it takes numbers, because we typically don't have a gazillion dollars, but we do have people.
Exactly. And our goal is in July to take 50 women, preferably one from every state, to the Capitol to show a nationwide show of support for our Second Amendment rights.
Well, I am delighted to hear this kind of initiative that y'all are taking.
Thank you.
And please stay on the line after we're just about to finish. I want to make sure we can get in touch. And when you all are here, maybe we can have a meeting with the group and see if we can touch bases and do some conniving, part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, you know. Take care. Thanks so much, Robin Sandoval, GirlInTheGun.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.